SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight international opera singer and son of the soil, Sir Willard White. And later we'll have our child health and safety tip. These and more coming up. Stay with us. Internationally renowned Jamaican opera singer Sir Willard White has received the National Chorale of Jamaica's Medal of Excellence. The Governor General Sir Patrick Allen made the presentation during a ceremony on Tuesday, August 11, at King's House. Since his debut with the New York City Opera in 1974, Sir Willard has performed in concert halls throughout the world. Chairman of the Management Committee for the National Chorale of Jamaica, Hernald Hamilton, has lauded the bass singer as being a musical ambassador for the island during his illustrious career, which spans 40 years.
As Jamaica celebrates its 53rd year of independence, we also celebrate the achievements of a wonderful person, a proud Jamaican, a Jamaican of whom we are very proud and to whom we say thank you.
Sir Willard, in expressing his gratitude, said he felt great pleasure in accepting the award.
There is this Jamaican motto, out of many, one. Now, many times I am the one Jamaican, the one black person who has to stand there, and I've had many opportunities that I could scream and shout and rant and rave and dare you not call me that you think I am. But I stand here this morning accepting this award and with great pleasure, and I thank you very much.
Sir Willard was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and was a student at the Excelsior High School.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribbean Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribbean Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be efficient, effective, and accountable. They should also deliver the highest quality of service, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And our community notice for today. The Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club is hosting its charity concert on Friday, August 14 at the Fletcher's Land Community Center at 6 p.m. The aim of the concert is to raise funds for club member Delano Foster, who is in need of surgery. For further information, call 893-1251 or 397-1904. The children are future. And for today's child health tip, the importance of reading to your baby. You may wonder about the benefits of reading to your baby, as the infant may not understand everything you're doing or why. However, reading aloud teaches the baby about communication and builds listening and vocabulary skills. It also introduces the concept of numbers, colors, and shapes in a fun way. Most importantly, reading to your child will create a lifelong connection associated with joy and excitement when reading books. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for having joined us. For producer Akeem Fraser and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.